From Marketplace in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. Now to what we call Econ Extra Credit, where we revisit basic economics on a weekly basis. Marketplace's David Brancaccio is reading a free Econ 101 textbook, a chapter a week through April. This week, the core Econ book uses the Beatles to make a point about unintended economic consequences. Here is David.
All you have to hear is this opening riff.
One, two.
And you know where this is going. I'm into the chapter in this econ textbook where the focus is on making public policy more efficient and more fair using economics, policy like taxes, which is where the Beatles come in. You know this lyric.
There's one for you, 19 for me.
The taxpayer keeps 1 and gives the tax man 19. Let's do the math. 1 over 19 equals close to 5%. Britain's government in 1966 had a 95% marginal tax rate called a super tax. It was for some limited types of unearned income for rich people. The taxpayer keeps 5%.
Should 5% appear too small? Be thankful I don't take it all.
The economics chapter is in part about how public policy crafted wrong doesn't get the desired outcome, such as when the Brits were trying to raise revenue. When you raise taxes super high, it can sometimes incentivize affluent people to move money offshore, which the Beatles try.
If you get too cold, I'll tax the heat. If you take a walk, I'll tax your food.
Or the higher tax rate can make it cost-effective to hire expensive tax accountants. It took a couple of years, but the Beatles eventually set up Apple Corps Limited, which the book says let the Beatles pay corporate taxes that were lower than income taxes.
And your